independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
And thanks for tuning into the Chad Benson Show. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in today. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. It's 844-DIG-CHAD. You've probably seen or heard of the shark video that's going around. It's short but disturbing in about 10 seconds. It seems to show a black-tipped shark flipping chaotically across the water as it's dragged on a rope behind a speedboat. At least four idiots appear to be on board a boat watching the spectacle. Details are hard to make out because the creature is tumbling so quickly over the choppy waters in the boat's wake. It seems to have a grayish body, white belly, and a dorsal fin. It's a shark. It's a shark, and it's a black-tipped shark. You know, they're so... They even know who did it, but a lot of places aren't even giving out the names because they're still investigating. They're trying to figure out what's going on. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission is investigating the matter. A spokesman for its law enforcement division said it had identified the people in the video. Their names and other details about the episode are not being released while the investigation is underway. The names are out there. You can find them if you want to. So it remains unclear exactly what the creature is. Black tip shark. What they don't know yet is whether or not it was alive when it was taken. This idiot in question has a nasty habit of posting videos where he's just abusing animals. He's sort of a privileged kid, one of them is, and he just has a habit of posting these videos. Ha ha, look at me being mean to animals. Now, I am not a PETA member, all right? I don't have a problem with hunting. I don't have a problem with fishing and eating the fish. I do kind of draw the line when it comes to torturing of animals in that way, just being mean for the sake of being mean. That's how Jeffrey Dahmer started. All right? Just torturing animals for the sake of torturing them. Look, like I said, I'm not a vegetarian. I'm not vegan. Don't give a damn about eating animals. I realize that the cows and chickens and everything that I enjoy on a daily basis are not treated perfectly because, let's be honest, they're going to be killed. I don't have a problem with veal, all that kind of stuff. And that's okay. But I kind of draw the line. And you can see the PETA people are getting sexually aroused by this. I kind of draw the line when it comes to flat-out torturing an animal. And they're trying to figure out if any charges should be filed against these guys. The sad thing about this is they're not 100% sure if any crime has been committed. They're not 100% sure if anything has been done that can that can be criminally charged for. Now, it's a black-tipped shark. Again, they're bureaucratic nonsense where they have to go through and try to investigate and get all their fates. Black tip shark. Look at it, right? It's a black tip shark. So you can harvest, you can fish, you can keep, you can eat, you can do everything to a black tip shark, regardless of their length. There are some restrictions, so they don't know if anything wrong is done. But there has to be a cruelty to animals thing. And I don't know, because I'm starting to get tired of a little bit of all the specifics we have to get into whenever somebody acts like an idiot. It's like those dumb kids in Cocoa Beach, Florida, who filmed a guy drowning and dying and mocked him while he was going on. And there's really nothing that they can necessarily do to there to try to file charges of them. But there's no crime in watching a guy and making a fun of a guy while he's dying. We need to have a general law. Unfortunately, it's very difficult to do this, but we need to have a general law where if somebody's just being an idiot, we can charge them with a crime. Now, we'd have to get somebody. I volunteer because I have the I can distance myself from all this stuff as much as possible. I don't always follow along party lines and ideologies. But if somebody's just generally being an idiot or being a jackass, there needs to be some kind of crime. There needs to be some form of public beating. There needs to be some form of jail time. But I want to know if you think these guys should do prison time, should go to jail. Again, they're looking at this, and they're not 100% sure if anything was done, if anything horrible was done, obviously something horrible was done, but if any crime was committed at all. And that's problematic, because if you see the video, and again, I'm not an animal freak, but tying a shark to by the tail and then zipping off in a boat while it bounces around, and it looks alive to me. I don't know. It looks alive to me, but it's really kind of disgusting. And there's more. But right now, I want to know if you've, A, seen the video, and if you think these guys need to be charged with a crime, do some sort of jail time, something like that. 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Now, sadly, disgustingly so, there's more. As the disturbing shark dragging video is going along, there appears to be another video out there involving at least one of the same jackasses that made the shark dragging video. And in this new video, there's a new video has surfaced connecting one of the men to another shocking case of shark cruelty, animal cruelty. It shows a hammerhead shark being used, and I'm not a drinker. I've never done anything like this, so I'm not 100% sure how it works. I'm looking at the video and the pictures right now. But the shark, the hammerhead shark, appears to be being used as a beer bong. Now, what it looks like they're doing, if you don't know a whole lot about sharks, they breathe through their gills. If you mess with their gills, and if you look through their gills, you can actually see at the right angle, you can actually see out through their mouths. It actually kind of goes straight through the way shark anatomy works. So what it appears they're doing is people are pouring beer into the gills of this hammerhead shark, and I can't tell if this shark is alive or not, just looking at the pictures here. But they're pouring beer into the gills of the hammerhead shark and then drinking the beer as it comes out of the shark's mouth. What the hell? Now, the Florida Fish and Wildlife has launched another investigation. The agency identified the four men involved in the dragon video. One of the men in this video is allegedly connected to this hammerhead shark video. A group of men are laughing as one man is drinking beer from below the shark's body. And again, we can't tell if this shark, this particular shark, is alive or dead. Either way, I mean, if the shark's alive, the shark in the dragging video looks alive. I wouldn't be surprised. So it looks like another issue of shark torture. And I know a lot of people don't. I'm a certified scuba diver. I've been scuba diving with sharks and everything like that. I know a lot of people don't like sharks because of the Jaws movie and everything like that. I could give you statistics about lightning strikes and shark attacks and all that kind of stuff. Sharks are pretty awesome creatures. And that doesn't mean it's okay to, abuse the creatures that aren't awesome, but sharks are pretty cool. And for some idiot to just go around and videotape himself doing this, I mean, this is the ultimate frat boy mentality. I'd like to see him tied by his legs to the back of a boat and dragged like that. I think they see him beaten publicly just for being a jerk. It's like I said, I'm not a PETA member, I'm not a vegan, I'm not a vegetarian, I eat meat, but I'm not in favor of just going out and randomly beating and abusing animals for no particular reason. And I think we need to start sending a message. And if this jerk-off frat boy decides to go around and abuse animals and film himself doing it, and we know who he is, then we need to do something about that. 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Let's go to Randall. Hey, Randall, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey Bartholomew. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Love your show, man. You guys speak the truth and keep on speaking.
Thank you very much.
I think they should pinch this rich punk and his three fairy friends and charge them all animal cruelty. Why not?
Well, I don't know all the ins and outs of animal cruelty. I'm not 100% sure if they can figure out if it is animal cruelty if the animal's dead. Because they're trying to figure out if the animal is live. I'm thinking that if they can determine that the animal is alive, the blacktip shark or the hammerhead shark that they're drinking beer out of, then they can do something about it.
They can do it a different way. They can do it a different way, like some of these wacko crazies that desecrate dead people. They got a law for that. Why don't they just put it on dead animals?
Just because people aren't animals, I think, and that's the mindset, that's the problem you're going to run into. By the way, there's also a picture. I don't know if you've seen it, Randall. There's also a picture after the shark was dragged with the skin and everything just ripped off this animal, and the idiot's holding it and smiling because this, mutilated shark body. So, again, I think what we're waiting to hear is whether or not either one of these sharks and either one of these videos is actually alive. But something needs to be done to this idiot because he's, if nothing else, he's proven himself to be just that, an idiot. And I think that should be a crime punishable by some form of public beating, if nothing else. All right, Randall, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. I appreciate that. Two shark videos now. The one of the black tip shark being dragged. There's another one involving at least one of the same morons who did that, where they're using a hammerhead shark as a beer bong, pouring beer into the gills of the shark and then drinking the beer as it comes out of the shark's mouth. I don't know what the thrill to that is. I wouldn't drink beer out of even my own wife's mouth. I wouldn't drink beer out of her. I don't drink beer at all. But I wouldn't drink anything just if it came out of my own wife's mouth. I don't know why I would drink beer oozing through a shark. But these idiots who are clearly abusing the sharks, videotaping it and putting it around, we know who these people are. They just can't determine whether or not any crime has been committed and if anything should be done. I don't know if you think we need to figure out something to charge these morons with. 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. My name's Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in for Chad Benson. You are listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Irreverent? Yeah. So what? It's the Chad Benson Show.
Thanks for tuning in to the Chad Benson Show. My name's Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in today, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Right now we're taking your phone calls about what is now two shark videos that have come out from the at least one of the same people violently abusing these animals for no good reason. There's even a picture after the, it's a black tip shark that's being dragged. They won't come right out and say that because they've got to investigate everything. But it's a black tip shark that's being dragged by the boat. And there's a photograph out there as well on top of the videos that shows the mutilated body of the shark. So they either did that by dragging or they did something else to it that they didn't videotape or at least haven't released that videotape yet. Coming to a YouTube channel near you. There's also a video, including one of the at least one of the losers in the main video, of a hammerhead shark. They're not sure if that one's dead or alive yet either. They're pouring beer into its gills and drinking the beer as it comes out of the shark's mouth. Because that's fun is what that is. And they can't determine if these sharks are dead. They're trying to determine if there's a crime committed. If they're alive, it might be an animal cruelty thing. But even then, they're not sure. So I don't know if you think something needs to be done to these losers. Attach battery cables to their nipples and turn the car. Something along those lines. That's what my wife does to me when I'm bad. Let's go to Felix. Say, Felix, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey. How you doing?
Yes, hi. How are you?
Doing good.
I'm calling from Jacksonville.
Welcome.
Listen, about 20-some-odd years ago, they had a kid who spray-painted cars in Singapore, and they whipped him with a bamboo.
Yeah, they caned him. I can't remember that kid's name, but yeah, in Singapore. Yeah, Singapore is the model that we should all follow for our disciplinary and criminal justice
you
practices.
You can't remember his name. Yes, ma'am. You can't remember his name, and guess what? He never did any more graffitiing after that, did he?
He never did in Singapore. I don't know what he's done. Was it Michael Fay? Is that his name? I can't remember now, but he was a privileged idiot over in Singapore, and he did something stupid, and he got caned. Are you saying we should cane these guys?
Exactly.
I'm okay with that.
Kind of a punishment, and maybe they'll never do that again.
I'm okay with caning them. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I'm all right with that. I would get in that line. Well, not to be caned, because ow. But if they want to cane these guys, I would check that box and say, okay, let's do it. Because you can tell just by watching the video and looking at the pictures, it's another privileged group of idiots, and they need a good caning. Sometimes everybody needs a good caning. I know I did when I was younger. All right, Felix, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. I'd be okay with that. We can get on board with that. I would be okay. Now, I would never advocate for something like this because this, too, is a crime. But I would be okay if somebody abducted them and caned them. But vigilante justice, people don't like that. I'd get a Batman costume because Batman was a vigilante. my fantasies. Let's go to James. Hey, James, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey Bartholomew. How you doing?
Hey, Casey, how you doing, brother?
All right, man.
Hey, now you're talking about this idiot that, you know, with the black tip shark.
Yeah.
Regardless if the shark was dead or not, you know, I don't know if they could bring charges on that, but...
Well, if the shark was alive, there could be animal cruelty. If the shark was dead, it's...
Correct.
The gray area, I think, is lying here.
That is a very big gray area, which, you know, the statutes of the law is always gray.
Right.
But with the hammerhead side, it is illegal to catch a hammerhead. You have to cut the line and let them go. So that is a criminal charge in itself.
Is it illegal to catch a hammerhead?
Yes, sir, it is. Yes.
I'm asking. I didn't know, because I know there are rules, especially in Florida, there are rules as to ones. Now, when it comes to the, and it depends on the shark itself. When it comes to a black tip, you can catch any one of those you want to, regardless of the size. I'm not sure about hammerhead.
Yes, sir. I've actually caught a black tip shark, and it has to be a size.
Yeah.
SB,
well, the black tip doesn't.
I can't remember.
Right, at least right now, maybe it was different, but a black tip can be harvested, what they call it, harvest fishing, at any length. But the hammerhead, if there's, I mean, it doesn't surprise me.
The hammerhead, you cannot, brother, I'm telling you right now, you cannot catch a hammerhead shark legally in the state of Florida. That is a criminal charge in itself.
Well, you can catch it. Because you don't know if it's, you know, what's biting your line, but if you catch it, you got to let it go.
You got to release it.
Yeah.
You got to let
it go.
And
then, see, maybe that's the gray area here, too. And, again, I'm not sure about this. If this hammerhead is alive and they're messing with it and they're about to release it, and I don't know. I just don't know. But whatever the case may be, this guy needs to be because I guess they're in Florida. This guy needs to be forced to leave the state of Florida and move inland into the contiguous United States. So he can't do anything that involves the ocean or water because he's an idiot. He also needs to be hit in the side of the head with the biggest, heaviest bat we can find just because he's making the human race look bad. And we have enough problems with that. So something needs to be done to this idiot. All right, thanks everybody for calling in on that. Coming up, we're going to talk to you about carnival rides. That's a big story right now. We'll talk about that coming up next. I'm Casey Bartholomew, and for Chad Benson, you are listening to The Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
And thanks for tuning into the Chad Benson Show. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. I messed that up. Right now, we are talking about, you probably heard this story. There's a reason that I never take my kid, either one of them, never taken either one of my kids to a carnival. Now, I know they do state inspections, but these rides, you know, I go to Disney. I go to, you know, any of the Six Flags parks where the rides are there and they're in one place and they're put together once and maintenance keeps an eye on everything and they're there for years and I feel a sense of safety there. If you go to a carnival, you're going to a series of rides that hurl you violently in multiple different directions and 3 days later are taken apart by people whose job it is to move from place to place with the carnival. Carnies, they call them. And you cross your fingers and expect everything to be safe. I question the logic of that. Maybe it's my own paranoia. I'll grant that. But when the carnival comes to town, I don't get excited. And I don't think, gee, you know, it's like anything else. If you take it apart and put it back together over and over and over and over and over again, and the guy who is taking it apart and putting it together just got promoted from the funnel cake trailer, then there's got to be some safety concerns there. I know they inspect this stuff, but I don't know that they inspect it constantly. And even if they do, unless something's overtly visible, I think there's a level of, is this a word, unsafeness, lack of safety? I don't know. Either way, again, I'm willing to admit that this is my paranoia, but my children have suffered because of that, because we don't go to carnivals. Well, this pops up because one man has died. Several others were injured when a ride malfunctioned at the Ohio State Fair. This happened on Wednesday. Five of the injured are listed in critical condition. The other two are in stable condition. Officials with the Ohio Department of Agriculture identified the ride as the Fireball. That's fitting. Which a company that provides rides for the fair describes as being an aggressive thrill ride. An aggressive thrill ride that is taken apart, put back together, taken apart, driven to a different location, put back together, stored for a period of time, taken out, driven to another location, and put back together. You see the difference between this and going to a standing permanent amusement facility, right? I know most people don't get hurt on these things, but again, you factor in the carnies, you factor in the constant moving and taking apart of the equipment. You factor in the human nature and that it's actually a government entity that is inspecting these things. I don't know. It all adds up to the Fireball falling apart on one level. Now, some victims were thrown from the ride. That sounds like fun. Dr. David C. Evans, trauma medical director at The Ohio State University, addressed the media Wednesday night to say they're evaluating three patients at the hospital. He indicated that the injured suffered wounds after being ejected from the ride at a high rate of speed from 30 feet in the air, and they were thrown. You got carnies putting together carnival rides over and over and over again, and this is what you get. Doesn't sound like fun to me. Director of the Ohio Department of Agriculture, David Daniels, expressed his condolences Wednesday and vowed there will be a complete review of all the rides at the fair. We shouldn't get to the point where we need a complete review of all the rides at the fair. The review should have happened before anybody rode the rides. After the carnies put them together. That's when it should happen. Ohio Governor John Kasich also addressed the terrible, terrible tragedy, he called it. He said, it's a very, very tough situation when you go somewhere to have a great time. The fair is about the best things in life. And with this accident, it becomes a terrible tragedy. Kasich said all the rides were shut down. And so the ride in question was inspected multiple times before the fair's opening. Said, we will get to the bottom of this. There will be a complete transparency. Documents will be released on the inspection records for the Fireball. Kasich said the ride was inquested multiple times before the fair's opening. Well, then they did it wrong. Then they messed up. Because something wasn't right there. While you're hurling me and my family around in the air 30 feet above everybody's head, and suddenly we go flying out the window because the carnies did something wrong. And the ride that gets taken apart and put back together again over and over and over again in all forms of weather, stored in a facility during the bad weather, and then driven all over the hell, probably not even driven all over the state, driven all over hell. And we're inspecting it multiple times. Then you screwed up, didn't you? So I want to know. I want to talk to you about this. I want to know if you will go on carnival rides, if you have any fear or any concerns about taking your family on a carnival ride, because this is the kind of thing, it happens periodically. This is the kind of thing that feeds into my paranoia of carnival rides. Like I said, I don't like to go to carnivals. Carnies scare me. It's mostly their teeth. They kind of see kind of a, I don't know, you see the Texas Chainsaw Massacre? Leatherface's family? That's what I picture when I picture the carny. Those are the people who are putting together all of the carnival rides. And now someone's dead. Now someone's dead. People are in critical condition. Because you're riding this high-speed thrill ride that gets put together and taken apart over and over and over again. That's bothersome to me. So I want to know if you have any fears or concerns about going on the carnival rides. 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Michael Vardarella, he's with the Ohio Department of Agriculture Chief Ride Inspector, screwed up. He said that there were no red flags on this ride through the inspection process and provided no detail about what specifically malfunctioned on the ride at this point. I'll tell you what's wrong. You messed up. You screwed up. Somebody screwed up. You got a big ride that's being taken apart and put back together over and over and over again. That's an issue. And if you can't tell what's wrong with it, just by looking at it, just by inspecting it, maybe there's a reason that these rides aren't made to be put together and taken apart and put together and traveled all over the place. Horrible thing, because these people are, someone's dead now and people are seriously injured. The director of the Ohio Department of Agriculture, David Daniels, mentioned in the press conference Wednesday night that they started out today with 11 rides that didn't open because the inspection process wasn't complete, and that 4 rides won't operate because they do not meet the mechanical test. Well, isn't that a red flag right there? Michael Vardarella, the Ohio Department of Agricultural Chief Ride Inspector, said there were no red flags on this particular ride. But if you're working with this one company and there's 15 rides total that can't be used because they are either damaged in some point or aren't meeting the test or couldn't get to them because everything's taking so long, isn't that in and of itself a red flag? It would be for me. If I were taking my family to the fair, to the state fair, you know, you're dealing with a myth there that, oh, everything's going to be perfectly safe. It's the state fair. You have 15. How many rides do they have? Never been to a state fair. For this reason alone, I've never been to a state fair because I don't like to ride on these things. Scare the hell out of me. It annoys the hell out of my children, too. When they're younger, they drive by, they see the rides, they see what looks like fun. Daddy, daddy, can we go there? No, you'll die. What? Yeah, you'll die if you get on those rides. See that guy over there, the one with no teeth, who's kissing his sister? That's the guy that put this together. You don't want anything to do with this stuff. Let's go to Robin. Hey, Robin, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey Bartholomew. How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Doing all right, man.
This is just it was hearsay, but it was back in the 80s. I was working with a maintenance guy who had worked for the carnivals, and he was telling me that the guys would pretty much party nonstop. Go from one town to the next, take the rides apart, put them back together. And, if there was any nuts and bolts left over, it was kind of, let's move on. That probably wasn't real important anyway.
Yeah, exactly. It's like when you're putting something together, I thought I had, it looks like a screw goes there. Oh, well, it'll stay together, you know. We'll see.
It's the IKEA rides, you know.
IKEA rides. It's the IKEA carnival. Yeah, you don't ever want to go to a state fair or carnival that's sponsored by IKEA. You don't want to do that. That would be scary for me. That whole process would be scary for me, Rob. Just that conversation you said you had alone would be enough to keep me off this stuff.
Yeah, it was just one guy's tale, but I haven't been back to one since. So.
Yeah, well, usually when you see one guy that's seen it, there's about 30 other guys that saw it too. Let's just put it that way, all right? Robin, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. I appreciate it. When I lived in Southern California, I lived near a major amusement park that I won't name. They had a big Halloween festival every year. They called it the Halloween Haunt. And they would hire people. They would hire these, we always call them homeless people, because you couldn't tell, but they would dress them up as ghouls and they would wander around the park during the Halloween festival and scare people. Well, just before that started up, there was a local carnival that was it was called Silverado Days at a local park. And, you know, you never go on those rides because they're squeaky and all that kind of stuff. And the joke was always these people would go to Silverado Days, and then when that shut down, they would go over to the amusement park and dress up as ghouls and, get paid that way, get their beer money and have sex with their sisters. And then they would move on to wherever the state fair was going on to next week, because that's how they made their money. It was living life easy rider style on the open road. Let's go to Randall. Hey, Randall, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey Bartholomew. How you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, unfortunately, I know a little too much about the Fireball.
There's a couple versions of that ride. Basically, the new version doesn't have a cage over the top of it. They use pneumatics to hold the bar down. And then they have, like, a seat belt, basically, that acts as a safety catch. So in case the pneumatics give way, the belt is supposed to hold the bar down. That's exactly how they work.
I'm being hurled around in the air, and there's a belt holding me down. That sounds good. That sounds like loads of fun.
You'd be surprised how many of these rides, even in the amusement parks, Kings Island, Six Flags, Cedar Point, Knott's Berries Farm, and all them, most of them have a safety catch. And the safety catch literally is a seatbelt. It's a seatbelt that's used to hold down the bar in case the primary safety on it gives away.
Yeah, but I feel more comfortable. I'm 100% sure you're right. I just feel more comfortable in the ones that are there today and tomorrow and next week with the same maintenance staff, as opposed to the ones that are stored in a warehouse, brought out when the weather gets nice, and then we hire whatever carnies, whatever hobos the trains have brought in order to put them together with some schematics or something like that. I realize that I'm probably fooling myself, but I don't care. I'm happy in my naivete.
Well, I think they should go back to the old style where they got the cage over the top of their heads and they wouldn't have flew out.
Yeah, I think they should go back to not going on the rides at carnivals. That's what I think we should go back to. All right, Randall, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. I appreciate it. 844-344-2423 is the number here. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Have you ever ridden or will you ever ride on the carnival rides that the carnies put together with no teeth? And their sisters and drinking plain wrap beer and all the kind of thing. Because the Ohio State Fair, someone died because of one of these carnival rides. And they're not sure what went wrong, but there were a total of 15 rides at the State Fair that couldn't open for various reasons. There's your red flag right there. We'll take more of your calls coming up. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in for Chad Benson, and you are listening to The Chad Benson Show.
America's funniest cisgendered privileged white male with a bully pulpit the size of a divided nation. Here's Chad Benson.
And thanks for tuning into the Chad Benson Show. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Right now, taking your phone calls. There was a death, multiple injuries at the Ohio State Fair last night. A ride called Fireball malfunctioned, sent people literally hurling through the night sky. Because, again, you're dealing with carnival rides that are taken apart and put back together. You're dealing with human error in the inspectors who looked at everything and saw no red flags. Well, something wasn't right. There's 15 rides at the Ohio State Fair for one reason or another couldn't open. So that should tell you something right there. And then, oh yeah, we've all been to carnivals. We've all seen the carnies. More power to you if that's the life you want to lead, but you're not the guy I'm going to trust to strap me into a ride that's going to hurl me at high velocity 30 feet into the air. I'm certainly not going to put my family in that kind of danger. So if you want to do that, more power to you. I prefer the one convenient location all year round. Freestanding, never taken apart, never put back together ride with a constant maintenance crew. Not some guy who's gnawing on a funnel cake and some fried piece of food as his lunch because that's the life he's chosen to lead. Let's go to Eric. Hey, Eric, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey Bartholomew. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Look, I was at the fair one day, and it occurred to me, back in the day, I used to do used furniture and new furniture delivery. And when we had to set up a bunk bed or something like that, God forbid we didn't have enough parts, we would just go out to the truck, open the toolbox, and see what we got to make it work.
I'm sure they do a lot of that,
too. I'm thinking of that. Absolutely. I'm thinking about that. And why don't they do that with it? Of course they do that with these rides. The thing is, I live by these two rules. If the ride is on a set of tires, it's probably not safe to ride. And the guy that you're giving that ticket to set you up on that ride, that nice gentleman that's drinking a beer, smoking a cigarette,
His face is like leather, and this is the guy who put your ride together.
Yeah, I need a tooth count. If I'm getting on any ride, I need a tooth count. If we don't have the same number of teeth within three, then I'm not getting on that ride. All right. And if you're sharing the teeth in your mouth with the guy over at the other ride so that you can eat lunch at different times, I'm not getting on that ride either. All right, Eric, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. Let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey Bartholomew. How you doing?
Hi, Casey. Yes, and listening to your show, it occurs to me that if I look back through time, I can find that accidents have also occurred at Six Flags and Cedar Point and other places
right.
that have resulted in injuries and deaths.
Yeah.
So I'd want to know more, and I don't know. I don't have the ability right now to look this up. What are the regulations that pertain to these carnival that travel around? Are there federal regulations?
I don't need to know the regulations that pertain to the specifics of anything. I don't need to know any of that. I just need to know that the ride is being put together and inspected on a regular basis. And if I go to a state fair and there's a total of 15 rides, as there was at the Ohio State Fair, I think they're all shut down right now, that couldn't open for various reasons, there's your red flag right there. All right, Mark, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. And again, tooth count. Got to have us a tooth count before anything. I'm Casey Bartholomew, sitting in for Chad Benson, and you are listening to The Chad Benson Show.
This is The Chad Benson Show.